Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, to talk about the region's business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We've talked before about new commercial businesses along the Broadway corridor, but now the area is also seeing interest from residential developers. What are some of the new projects in the works?
Yes, two notable residential projects planned in the area of the Broadway corridor. First off, Indy Capital, an infill single-family home builder, bought a vacant parcel on the northwest corner of Broadway and 9th Street. Now, details are still being worked out, but it's possible that we'll see a combination of single-family and maybe even multifamily homes at that site. Also, there's a separate proposal to build 41 apartments near the Broadway corridor in what's called the 1818 X Street project.
So there's this push to revamp Broadway, and these projects sound like a step forward in that effort.
That's right. About 2 years ago, after the transformation that we saw on the R Street corridor, the Business Journal predicted that Broadway would be the next big redevelopment corridor, and it seems like that's the case. We continue to see interest in redeveloping vacant lots or underused buildings in that area, and we saw that area take a major step forward with the opening of Sellen's Market Cafe, then the Bike Dog Brewing Tap Room, and it will be interesting to see what happens there in the future.
There's another real estate story this week, and it has to do with a closely watched project in Midtown that's almost finished. This is that new six-story structure along Capitol Avenue.
Yes, it includes first floor retail space and five stories of parking. Now, this is the first phase of a project that was once expected to ultimately include Whole Foods Market. You probably remember that Whole Foods pulled out of the project last year, but the project moved forward anyway. And now that this structure is almost done, work will begin on the mixed-use project where Whole Foods was supposed to be. And that development will replace a separate parking structure nearby.
With Whole Foods out of the picture, who's going to fill that space? Do you know anything about potential tenants?
Well, there's two separate areas to discuss here. First, there's a tenant in the space that Whole Foods was supposed to fill. Now, apparently, an announcement on that could come soon. But there's also about 11,000 square feet of retail space in that newly constructed parking structure that we talked about. And there's a hope that a single tenant will fill that 11,000 square foot space. So those are two notable retail spaces now to watch in Midtown.
Let's move on to a topic everyone loves to hate, parking. There's evidence an effort to modernize Sacramento's parking system led to more wrongly issued tickets.
This issue centers on an app that lets people pay for more parking time through a smartphone. City officials say there was a 16-day cellular disruption that led to wrongly issued tickets in October. But we looked at public records, and we think that the scope of this problem actually extends far beyond those 16 days. Several people that we interviewed reported receiving erroneous tickets as far back as springtime. And public records show a steady increase in the proportion of expired meter parking citations that were challenged or overturned since 2015, which is when the city implemented that parking app. This technology, of course, was supposed to make the parking process more convenient.
All right. Well, if people got a ticket or tickets, what should they do?
Well, now that's another issue. Some people that we spoke with say that the process of contesting these tickets can actually be pretty labor intensive. We hear mixed results in terms of disputing those tickets, and lots of people feel as if the responsibility is on the user to correct these technology problems that seem outside their control. So I guess the lesson here is don't expect those venting sessions about downtown parking to end anytime soon.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.